Hi everyone, welcome to Kaisha Online Podcast and another great Be Inspired episode. Let me just welcome myself back because I took a 2-week break as I prepared for my book reading event, which took place in London on April 21st and it was brilliant. Video proof is on the Kaisha Online YouTube channel. People said my reading was so calm and it relaxed them, and I really appreciate feedback like that. And then the second week was just to recuperate and rest, especially because we had the bank holiday Monday. But now I'm back in action, so welcome everybody. If this is your first time listening to a Kaisha Online podcast, thank you so much for tuning in and make sure you subscribe and catch up on previous episodes. They are marvellous, if I say so myself. Now, before I jump straight in to the deep end, I want to take advantage of it being the start of May. It's a brand new month, the fifth month of the year, and in fact, we're getting closer to summer. If you're part of the Sophisticated K crew on Facebook or Instagram, and you're in the Kaisha Online mailing list, you already received my blessings for the month of May. But if you're not a part of any of those, what are you waiting for? You need to be a part of the crew. Anyway, here goes. My prayer for you in the month of May is that the remaining 23 days are as follows. Filled with love in abundance, positivity from every angle, peace day and night, prosperity in all that you do, success in every project you begin, and heavenly joy from the provider, God Almighty of all things great. If you're with me on that one and you receive that, no matter where you are, say amen. Now, red or green, just don't get drunk. This segment is called Music Moments. I've got another short review of a truly wonderful song that I'm feeling right now, and my hope is that it gives you some godly reassurance. I'm the number one station for hip-hop, R&B and gospel again today, because when I have my personal praise and worship sessions, I go in. And it's only right that I share the tunes with you. Today's music moment is going out to my girl. Get it, girl? She was a part of the biggest girl group ever. She has vocals like no other, and now she's a solo artist with the most elegance is beautiful. I'm talking about Michelle Williams, formerly one third of Destiny's Child. The song I'm bringing to you is Say Yes from her Journey to Freedom album, and oh boy, is it a blessing to have. She reunited with the girls and sings so boldly, when Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. Just like when she says, don't worry about a thing because you know he's guiding you. Have no fear because God is in control. He is almighty and all-powerful. The song is amazing. I actually love the album cover too. She's got a ladybird on her shoulder, and I just remember being a child and keeping them in a plastic cup with a few blades of grass. I say listen to the whole album because you might just begin your journey to freedom. Now next up is the Get Healthy With Me segment. When I go food shopping, the first things I put in my trolley are fruits and vegetables. They are so important to me as a pescatarian, but also to me as a healthy individual. So I fill up on those and leave little room for anything else. I've got a full playlist on the Sophisticated K YouTube channel of recipes and healthy eating ideas. So check it out if you're interested in healthy living and eating clean. Today's Get Healthy With Me items are red grapes and green grapes. I remember eating red grapes and green grapes all the time as a child, and my sisters remind me that my mum used to say, no one eat these grapes, they're for Kaisha. She said that because grapes are great for your skin. And when I was a child, my eczema was so bad. My parents did everything they possibly could to ensure that I had a healthy diet. So, grapes are full of antioxidants that protect your skin, flavonoids that reduce your blood pressure, and chances of having a stroke. Grapes lower your cholesterol, protect your brain from dementia, and prevent cancer and diabetes. They're full of resveratrol, vitamin K, vitamin B2, and copper. So, why don't you get healthy with me? Buy yourself a bunch of grapes, green or red, and eat them before they turn into wine, so you don't get drunk. Next up is the Ounce of Faith and Inspiration Q&A segment. I like answering these questions about my book because it gives you a look into my mind as the author and you get to learn a little bit more about it. So here's another question. How did you publish Ounce of Faith and Inspiration? Is it traditional, indie, or both? Alright, so I self-published Ounce of Faith and Inspiration. I wanted to have all of the creative control, make the decisions, do all of the work, wear all of the hats, and really experience what it's like to publish a book. I've wanted to self-publish since 2009 when I initially wrote a book, and the idea was even more appealing to me this time round, and I think because I knew the way I wanted to give birth to this book, it had to be all down to me. I created the birthing plan, set the birthday, and did everything to make sure it had a successful delivery and life, which it is having, and I'm so grateful. I chose the size, the colour, the quality of the paper, and everything. It's my baby, if you haven't already picked up on the analogy. The next segment isn't new anymore. It's the Sophisticated K Crew Initiation. Tongue tie. And I know a lot of you are subscribing because my numbers are going up on a Tuesday. So because of that, I just want to say thank you for your support and for joining the crew. Today's video is How to Tie a Tie Tutorial. It was published on January 13th, 2017, and I actually liked filming that. It was so simple, but it revealed the fashionista in me. I've been wearing bright, bold and colourful skinny ties for years now, and I decided to break the stereotype of ties only being for men, because when I create outfits and get dressed, I like to be unique, stylish and sophisticated. They're not just for men. So check out how I tie a window tie. All you have to do is search How to Tie a Tie SK on YouTube. Now this segment is still quite new because it's only been featured in one episode. It's called Shocking News, Ridiculous People. Now I don't judge people because no one is perfect, but I want to bring some shocking news about ridiculous people from all over the world. Hopefully they will make you laugh and not cry, and then maybe you'll pray for them. So the shocking news is that on May 1st, 2017, just last week, two men got into a fistfight on a flight leaving from Japan and heading to Los Angeles in America. One man boarded the flight drunk and decided to start throwing punches. Threats and outbursts such as, "You think I'm crazy? What about the government? I'll kill you and someone help me, this man is crazy," came from the violent passengers. The drunk man not only punched the second passenger, he hit another one and choked a flight attendant. Now this is crazy, because as far as I can remember, people used to be afraid of flying, and so they were uptight and just sat still during the whole journey. But now fights are breaking out, people are getting dragged out of their seats, and all sorts is happening. It's shocking, so we need these ridiculous people to be calm, and we need the peace to be regained on these aircrafts. Now, you can find out more about me, Kaisha Thomas, on my website, kaishaonline.com. I've called it the home of all things Kaisha. You can read my biography, see what keeps me busy, and follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and subscribe on YouTube. You can also follow me on Periscope. Just search Kaisha Online, Sophisticated K, or PCB Photography, and you will stumble upon me. Make sure you email me and connect with me so I can get to know you too. I want you to participate in the Be Inspired episodes at some point, so email me your suggestions to kaisha.online@outlook.com. As we approach the end of the Be Inspired episode, I'd like to say thank you for listening. I hope that blessed you and taught you something, and make sure you subscribe so you get notified of new episodes, and don't forget to share it with someone who needs it. Last but not least, have a wonderful day wherever you are, and be inspired.